Growing up as a preacher's kid, a PK can be a little tough. Take Easter morning, for example. With an Easter sunrise service, the Sunday morning Easter egg hunt needs to be rescheduled creatively, and some clever negotiations need to go on with Mr. Easter Bunny. Many years ago, my family decided to have the Easter Bunny visit on Sunday afternoon. I was serving a congregation back then in Prince George, and the plan was for me to take our then 2-year-old daughter Michaela to the park while Mom would track ahead and hide the eggs and other treats. And so I did. I took Michaela to a park after church, overlooking the city. And after a little bit of time on the swings, I said, "Hey, Mickey, I think I just saw the Easter Bunny." "You saw him, Daddy? Really? Where?" "Over there, hopping into that brown house right down there." "There he goes again, into the White House." "Oh, Daddy, I see him too. And now I see him going into the Red House. And there he goes into the next one. Oh, Daddy, I love Easter." What is it about a child that allows them to see the mystery and the wonder and beauty of life? And what happens to us adults that so often makes us blind to it? What I'd like to suggest on this Easter Sunday morning is that the message of our text is for us to begin seeing with the eyes of Easter. I'd like to suggest that the first witnesses to Easter morning learned how to see for the first time. They learned how to see the new life on that Easter morning. To be sure, it had been a dramatic week. Jesus had returned to Jerusalem for Passover, received a king's welcome as the crowds waved palm branches over his head. The week unfolded and the darkness of humanity was revealed. Betrayal for 30 pieces of silver. Denial by all of his friends. Execution as Jesus was put to death on a cross with the crowd screaming, "Crucify him." Jesus' body was laid in a tomb on a Friday that only God could call good. And then Saturday, the Sabbath came, and his body laid alone resting in the tomb. And then comes Sunday. Then comes Sunday. The sun rises and the bravest ones to go to the tomb were the women. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they can't yet see Easter's new life, yet they can see God's promise revealed. They can't see God's resurrection just yet. When they go, what they were expecting to see was a place of death. What they were expecting to see was a dead corpse. What they were expecting to see was Jesus' lifeless body. They did not yet have the eyes to see the new life on Easter morning. The angel greets the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised." The text says that as a result of that interchange with the angel, as a result of them seeing the empty tomb, the women's eyes were opened. Opened to the possibilities of new life, and they were forever changed. They began to see the new life of Easter. Can you see the new life of Easter morning? Certainly having the joy in participating in the baptisms with these two priceless children helps us see Easter's joy. Reed and Danica help us see the new life in Easter. Historically, baptism was only celebrated once a year, Easter Sunday. The 40-day season of Lent was a time of preparation for their baptism. And in one's baptism, we talk about dying of one's old self and the birthing of one's new self in Christ. people would always face the east, the place where light would originate, and as the child is baptized, they would turn away from the dark and be symbolically born into the light. In our baptism, we are reminded of the new life that we are given in Christ, the hope that we are given the light in our darkness. Can you see the new life of Easter morning? So what does new life on Easter morning look like? Well, I suspect it looks very different to each and every one of us throughout our life's journeys. There are the obvious new life images of Easter. Sometimes new life looks like the birth of a child, or one's first precious love, or the first day in a new school, or in a new home, or in a new career, or all the many new things that we experience throughout the course of our life. Yet we know that new life is not just about experiencing things for the first time. The older we get, we know that life is lived through the complex shades of gray that make it so deep and rich and indeed oh so challenging. And eventually in life, mistakes are made. Lines are crossed and friendships are broken, and life becomes lived amidst the varying shades of gray that tend to ensue. Eventually, those many first things that we experience come to an end, and death enters the picture. And when death enters the picture, that is where it gets oh so very hard to see Easter's new life, doesn't it? It's indeed hard, yet if we look, that is where the true depth and the true meaning of Easter, I would suggest, is to be found. Can you see the new life in this Easter morning for you? One of the challenges that I would suggest is that we are so very literal in our reading of the Easter story, and frankly, Scripture was never meant to be read in this literal way. Jesus had been put to death on an Easter, and on Easter we come looking for him to be all put back together like Humpty Dumpty. Blood stains nicely mopped up, wounds on his forehead carefully healed, nail punctures all but vanished. We expect all the remnants of death to have been hermetically sealed and removed from our sight so that we can come to church wearing our Easter Sunday best, finding a perfectly restored Jesus who walks with us and talks with us and tells us we are his own. And as we know, it just doesn't work that way. Came across what I think was a fascinating insight from, of all people, Albert Einstein, speaking about death. He said, "We fear death because we cling to this idea of ourselves as discrete individuals. But if we could just see ourselves as part of the mysterious unfolding of the universe, which is beautiful in all of its complexity, we wouldn't be so fearful." Friends, we know that we cannot remove death's existence. We cannot expunge death's memory. We cannot take away death's stench. However, we can get to see in Easter is the new life that God brings following the death on Easter morning. Easter, I would suggest, is that time we are given the courage and the strength and the capacity to look beyond death and know that God will bring something more and new life will ensue. That indeed God will bring new life in Easter. Can you see the new life in your Easter morning? We had a funeral here earlier this week at the church, and many tears were shed. It was a very sudden death with no opportunity to say goodbye to the deceased. In the service, prayers were offered and scripture was read and a eulogy was shared and indeed a life was lifted up. After the service, we gathered in the lobby, the gathering area, for a reception, and there was laughter. Laughter as I listened in, some of the deceased's life stories were shared. The ones that I guess that were deemed not appropriate to share in the service, I guess. And the family laughed together, comforted one another together, and saw new life together. Can you see the new life of Easter? We have various 12-step groups that gather in the church through the week here. Addiction can be one of the most powerful grips on a person's life, in my opinion. It can cause a person to lie and cheat and steal. It will tear that addicted person's life apart and indeed tear their whole family apart. It will cause suffering and death. Yet sometimes new life intervenes and a future found free of addiction, a future to begin again is sometimes claimed. When I hear the serenity prayer prayed, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When I hear those words prayed, I hear new life. Can you see new life on your Easter morning? We have several outreach ministries to the poor and the homeless here at Northwood. Some people come to the church through the week and ask us for food, and we have a food pantry here. We cook up food here in our kitchen, and we deliver it to the strip area in Wally and serve it to folks that are hungry and living in the tent city in that neighborhood. And I see once again our shoebox ministry is gearing up again for spring delivery, filled with shoeboxes filled with items needed for people living life on the street. And I can't think of a moment that I've ever been involved in serving people in need when I didn't inside feel a tremendous sense of gratitude for that opportunity and see in them a tremendous sense of gratitude and hope as well. Words of such deep appreciation, sparkles and appreciation in their eye. Thank you so much. Curiosity, why are you doing this for me? Can you see new life on your Easter morning? Those are just three stories that we entertain this morning on this Easter. I wonder what stories you might add to the conversation. What stories of Easter's new life do you have going on in your life? What stories in your life have yet to be discovered? Can you see Easter's new life in your living? The first witnesses came looking for Jesus' dead body. Yet he had already told them what was going to happen. He had already told them that he would rise, yet they were not ready to look for him there, were they? They looked for Jesus among the dead. And I would suggest that the hopefulness of this text is that call for us to see the new life on Easter morning in new places in our lives and in the world. I would suggest that we are called to see Easter's new life, for if we are Jesus' Easter people and resurrection is our story, the new life is the core foundation of our living and our being. Friends, can you see the new life in your Easter morning? May we be granted the eyes to see. Amen.